Ready?
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Monday of the second week of Advent. We're so happy to have you here with us.
Now, as we continue on with reflecting upon St. Alphonsus Liguori's Advent themes, you may have noticed that he talks a lot about death, a lot about us seeing Jesus being judged. And you had some thoughts on that.
Yes. First thing is, last night we were reading a book to our children, and it was talking, it's like 24 days before Christmas or something. I can't remember exactly the title, but it's a Catholic book. The children are speaking about how their parents are studying really serious things, and they're studying the four last things during Advent. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. The four last things, which are death, judgment, heaven, or hell. But then it also made me think of our parish priest, who was speaking about Advent and how there's actually three different Advents. The first one is Jesus coming as a baby, Jesus present coming to us now, and Jesus who is to come in the second coming. And I just think, you know, it is very actually apropos to be speaking about Jesus in all these three different ways.
Because Advent means coming.
Coming.
So consider that last Advent, the coming of Jesus, when we stand before him.
To understand the importance of our eternal salvation, it is enough to have faith and to consider we have only one soul. And if that is lost, all is lost. Were a man even master of the whole world.
We only have one soul, and we only have one life to live. There is no do-over. For example, if you're a student and you mess up on an exam and a teacher's merciful, you might get a rewrite. Or if you're a golfer and you take a bad shot and nobody's looking, well, then you might give yourself a mulligan. Or people who are involved with plays and productions, before they stand on center stage, they have a whole bunch of dress rehearsals before the big day. But life doesn't offer this. Life is though we stand on center stage. It's lights, camera, action. We're rolling live. And all heaven is our audience. The angels are assistant. God, the master director. And he's directing all things in our life for our good. And what is our good? It's eternal salvation. It's heaven.
If then we wish to make our eternal salvation secure, we must, in our choice of a state, embrace the divine vocation in which God has prepared for us the efficacious means of salvation.
A couple of videos ago, I mentioned how I spent some time with some young men when I was a young adult, and they were asking the question, Lord, what do you want of my life? And that question really inspired me to begin to seek God and ask that same question, because how we live our life affects our salvation. St. Alphonsus is talking about our vocation, particularly in this passage. Our vocation directly affects our salvation. And I've been reading some comments recently about people really complaining about their state in life. I read one comment recently where the person was lamenting. They've been praying and praying and praying, and nothing has been changing in their life. And I think what they were meaning is they're looking for a spouse. And I can understand maybe the frustration or the loneliness when you want to be married and that you're not. But when we fall into a despair, then we miss out on the grace of the present moment. Our current vocation, whatever it is right now, it must be embraced. And if we do not embrace it, then we miss grace and we miss opportunities to grow in union with Jesus.
They think it to be all the same, whether they live in the state to which God calls them or in that which they themselves choose, following their own inclinations. And this is why so many lead a bad life and lose their souls. Vocation is followed by justification, and justification by glorification. That is eternal life.
I love this. Vocation followed by justification, justification followed by glorification or eternal life. It makes me think about our children, that we, again, have this responsibility to help them discover their vocation in life, because that really does matter. Now, I know many of you who are watching are beyond that stage of life where you might discern your vocation, for example, to the priesthood, to religious life. I get that, okay? Can you pray for your grandchildren's vocation? Can you pray for your children's vocation, because that's our responsibility. I mean, our vocation is how we work out our salvation. And so many people don't stop to ask the question, Lord, what do you want in my life? Especially young people. What a travesty. It really, really is.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people just assume that they're called to marriage. Like, I don't even think it's even something that people consider. Even Catholics, like, they don't even consider, you know, a call to the religious life, priesthood, consecrated life. And I think that that's sad. Like, I feel like in my journey, God allowed me to have that opportunity to really seek His will, where I went and sought out a desire to become a sister. Like, I really felt like I could have been happy, very happy as a religious sister following God's will that way. But obviously God had other plans, and I'm still very, very happy. And that's the thing. God's will is always beautiful. Like, there's sweetness. Even if it's difficult, there is sweetness in following His will.
St. John Bosco said that one out of every four young people is called to the religious life or priesthood. Now, the saints got a lot of things right. I'm not saying he got the ratio right, but let's say it was 1 out of 10, 1 out of 20, even 1 out of 100 would be pretty good. 1 out of 100, 1%, I don't think is unreasonable. Can you imagine how the world would look if 1 out of every 100 young men or women responded to the vocation of religious life, priesthood? Mm-hmm. The world would be different. Mm-hmm. And so for us to change that, what can we do? We can pray for young people to hear the voice of God in their life and have the courage to respond. Offer this Advent some of your fasting and your penances and the tribulations that God has allowed for the vocations of the young people in your life, whether that be your children, your children's children, your children's children, or those who've been placed in your care.
I think also just the way we speak about vocation in the presence of young people is really important. And even, you know, we don't ever say, oh, when you get married, we'll say, you know, whatever God calls you to. Maybe God will call you to be a priest, or maybe God will call you to be a father. Maybe God will call you to be a single person. We don't ever assume one vocation for our children.
And that is something that we are mindful of when we talk about the future of our children, because the default position is not marriage. Our default position should be, let thy will be done. So with that, Sarah, do you want to say anything? Do you have any smart things to say today? How about...
I'm beautiful.
Yes, you are beautiful. Share with us what stood out to you and why. Comment below, rosary right up there, and we'll see you tomorrow.